Good morning. It's nice to be here because San Francisco is so different than San Antonio. But I'm happy to say with the stimulus money through CPPW, that is Community Putting Prevention to Work grant of CDC, San Antonio got $15.6 million. That has changed the built environment of our city so much. And I'm very happy to be here to be able to share that with you. I work for this grant for the City of San Antonio, Metropolitan Health District, and my co-author is Maggie Thompson, who is not here, and there is no relationship to disclose. Okay, the vision was obesity prevention, and of course we need to have other things which should be in place for people to be physically active. So we wanted to increase the active living options by improving the built environment in the City of San Antonio. The whole purpose is to reduce obesity. So at this session, I would like to describe some of the changes that took place in the built environment because of this grant that we received from CDC, and also we see how the active transportation has changed by installation of the bike kiosk, and also the benefits that we have started getting because of the complete street policy being adopted by the City of San Antonio. This is kind of a general map of San Antonio. We have 10 council districts, but when we say Bexar County, all the other white areas also included. So when you look at the demography of Bexar County, we have a population of 1.7 million. And this is the seventh largest city in the U.S. And of course, the unique thing is that we are 60% Hispanic. And I'll go over some of the data right now. So 70% Hispanic and about 7% Afro-American. And you can see 30% is the Caucasian group. Then if you look at the age population, more than 80% is below the age of 50. 80% below the age of 50. That, again, is a very important figure that we need to work with. Then we look at the educational attainment, and there also we see that some college and bachelor's degree is just above 50%. Then we look at the income, and that, again, is a disparity with not many people with high income. Then the worst scenario is that children, 1 in 3 children are obese, and 2 in 3 adults are obese, which is a much larger number than compared to any other city. Of course, people like to say it's because of Hispanics, but that is not true. Because even the white people are obese, Afro-Americans are obese, Indians are obese too. Okay, so we did a lot of things with the grant that we received in a built environment. Okay, we'll be going through some of this. First thing is we improved roads and sidewalks and intersections for pedestrians. Then we put in walking trails and fitness stations in parks and San Antonio housing locations. And then we did fitness stations in the parks. And we also did bike kiosks in downtown San Antonio. How many of you have been to San Antonio downtown? It's a nice walkable place, but still a lot of people are obese. Okay, so this is something that we did with Public Works. One good thing which came out of the grant is that the health department worked with all the other city departments and non-profit organizations, which has not happened in all these years. And because we had the grant, we have been able to work towards obesity prevention, doing a lot of intersectoral collaborations. So we worked with the Public Works, and they improved their disparity areas, which is council districts 1 to 10, and they did all this. 361 sites, ADA ramps, walkways, traffic calming measures, flashing beacons, traffic designs, all that you can think of, all that we need to have proper roads to be able to walk for pedestrians and for bikers and for the people who are riding the bus. So all these things were done mainly in the 5 council districts and some in the other districts also. Okay, these are some of the pictures that we took out, you'd like to show off. And it's nothing very spectacular, but for San Antonio, that has made the built environment so much different. And so we are all very happy and proud of that. And, of course, this is, again, part of what Public Works did, the crosswalks and walking. This goes on to, okay. And also, one important thing is the safe route to school. And we have got, do you know how it starts going by itself? Is it okay? Yeah. Did they do something by mistake? Or? Okay. I'm not pressing it. It's going. Okay, one of the important things is we want the children to be able to walk to schools. So we have done 7 safe routes to school plans, and we hope that TxDOT will carry through and we'll be getting the plans so that children in the middle school will be able to walk to school, and that's what we are looking at. Okay, then the other initiative is with the housing authority, where there is a lower income group of people where they have access to good living places with the subsidized rent, and there we have been able to put in a walking trail as well as fitness stations, because we know that some of them don't want to come out because the neighborhood is not safe, or they don't want to go anywhere because they are very busy. But then these trails are installed within their complexes so that they are able to do that. So these are some of the pictures. You can see some of the housing behind the walking trail, and we put in a very simple kind of equipment which people can use. And they do have some kind of instruction which is labeled there, which people will be able to use. And we did do some community groups to be able to use that. This is again two more of that. So we were able to do in 4 of the 60 locations, walking trails and fitness stations. So public works we did work with. The Saha is not a city entity, but it is one of the agencies working in housing, and we worked with them. Then we also worked with the libraries. The San Antonio has got 31 libraries. In 5 of them, we have been able to put walking trails, fitness stations, and in some of them also playground for children. So this is one library which was recently inaugurated. This is called Mission Library in the historic site. There's a lot of old history is, and the library is new, and the CPBW paid for this fitness equipment, which is just opened just a few days ago. So this is something we are very proud of, and this happened in the other locations also. Then we also worked with the Parks and Rec, which is another city department, and we put in fitness stations, which is similar to what we have in the library. So we have been able to put install fitness stations in 28 parks. And the second thing that we have been able to do is also do the trail accessibility information, so that when people want to walk in the trail, they'll be able to see, okay, what is the feasibility of walking there. So this is the fitness station that we install in the parks. Either they are located in one location clustered, or they are along the walking trail. And some of them are movable, some of them are not, some of them are stationary. And then each of them have clear guidelines and instructions for the people to use it. We did do a survey. I'm not presenting the results here, but I did present the results elsewhere. Okay, we used what they call as high efficiency trail assessment process to assess the walking trails. This is like a laptop and a stroller. So this we used for 101 miles in 31 parks. And then the information will be written in the kind of the post so that people can read. People can access them online. People also can see that when they go to the park. So that gives them information about the length, the width, the cross, and what kind of surface it is, and whether it is easy for a wheelchair to go, or is it easy to take a stroller. So this kind of information is available on this post, and which we have installed 133 of them. And this is all with our CPBW grant. Then the next one is in downtown. Mainly we have put in the bike kiosk, something very new for the city of San Antonio. The kiosk was done in partnership with the Office of Sustainability. As at the end of the project, we have 25 kiosks with 200 bikes. And we also prepared bike maps so that tourists who come to the city will be able to use it. The routes have been, we have also done the bike lanes in some of the routes so that people can use the bikes. The only thing that is attracting is a lot of downtown visitors to be able to use it. But then we are still hoping that many of the residents would come to the downtown and use the bikes. So we are trying to make it easy for them to access the information, and that's our mayor who is using it. And mayor is an active proponent of active transportation. And of course, if you know downtown, it's difficult to park, and so this way people are able to park in parking garages or under the bridges and able to come to the downtown. And also we hope by this there will be a reduction of air pollution also in downtown. And we have Alamo there, so we want to protect it, and the Riverwalk, which is beautiful. Okay, it was launched in the year 2011. We have 25 bike kiosks, and we have got till now 1,300 annual passes. But then we see the drastic increase in number of daily passes, which is more than 11,000. So we know that people who come to visit San Antonio, they are able to enjoy the bike rides in the downtown. And then we see that our average distance per trip is about 4 miles. The walking trails, both in the Saha locations as well as in the park, are done in disparity areas with a specific goal that they will have access to free, safe environment for, to be involved in physical activity. Many have gym memberships if they can afford it, but when they come and see our fitness stations, they say, boy, they are as good or better than the fitness stations, fitness equipment that we see in the gyms. And of course, bike lanes, that SA 2020 goal is to triple the number of bike lanes that we have. So we have working towards increasing the bike lanes. Then in the year 2011, September 29 was a red letter day for us because the City Council passed the complete streets policy. As all of you know, that helps encourages people to walk, bike, and use other modes of transportation. So the complete streets policy helps in the helping of people of all ages and all abilities to be able to use the road and all the forms of transportation. And also depending upon the function of the road, we are able to modify the environment for people to use it. And also it is the best use of the land use around that. Okay, this is a type of complete street we are looking at. On the left you see what we have now, but on the right we see, okay, it's something that we are envisioning. Bike lanes, middle lane for traffic calming, and small greenery so that people will enjoy. This is part of downtown. And the complete streets policy, we envision that it will increase the chance of mobility for people. They'll be more physically active, and maybe if not in 2012, at least 2020, we will be able to reduce the rate of obesity in San Antonio. And of course, the bike master plan is in progress, and that will also help more people using the bikes. And we also hope there will be more connectivity of the neighborhoods. And I want to acknowledge John Belanger, Dr. Anil Mangla, Jeremy, and Dr. Isabella in helping me with this presentation.